Blog Talk Radio.
Just to be.
There are some people who
voices telling us to slow up. We can hear voices telling us to cool up. Our only answer in calm action plan must be that we have cooled off too long, and if we keep cooling off, we'll end up in a deep freeze. We must go on and say, no, what we are saying to this nation is that we want all of our rights. We want them here, and we want all of them not next year, not next week, but we want them now, at this hour. This is what we're saying.
What your life can truly be. Shining star for you to see. What your life can truly be.
Once again, it's Friday night, and I mean, no, man, I'm running my time here. It's Saturday night. Saturday night. Saturday night is always the man himself, experiencing spiritual unity and meditation with your host, Dr. Benjamin Bridges. And he is here today, the brother like no other, with more information than you can contain. He's here to tell you the facts, tell you the figures, get you the information that you need to move you forward. And so here we, let's give him a nice hand and welcome him to the studio, Dr. Benjamin Bridges. Give him a hand.
Well, thank you, my brother. I'm glad to be back on my radio show talking to our community and letting them know some of the things that can really help us out. And this is something that I'm really glad to shout about because, you know, sometimes when you get involved with these different investment programs, you know, to be honest with you, people get burnt. They really do. They put their money into it, and I've done it myself. And, you know, in dealing with it, you find out that, you know, when you're supposed to get the money, they come up with, you know, different excuses on why it can't happen. Sometimes people just take the money and disappear, all kind of crazy stuff. But this one right here, I put some money into the program, and the good thing about it was I got my money back and profit on top as well. And then there's, you know, quite a few people that I had brought into the program as well, and they actually were able to get their money back and profit also. So all I can say is that when you run into a good program that really does work, that's a good thing. And this is something that you can turn people onto so that they can get some money out of it too. And this particular program is a program where if you put in, you know, actually, as the brother was telling me, when he first started out, you know, this was about 30 years ago, you had to have at least $5,000, $3,000 or more that you had to put up out of your pocket. And if you didn't have that money, they wasn't even going to let you in the program. And the brother was saying, wow, man, that's leaving a lot of our people out the picture. Because I know a lot of our folks, they got to put up $3,000 or $5,000 or $10,000, something like that. They ain't going to be putting no money up at all into investing. And that was the thing. He spoke with the director of the program when he first came in and said, come on, man. You know, it's that you're leaving out thousands of people that, you know, don't have that kind of money. But if they do have a lower amount that they can invest in, that means that they'll be able to, you know, get involved in the program. And you'll be able to get millions of more dollars by doing it that way, too, because you're going to get a lot more people involved. And he said, all right, I'll give it a try that way, see what we can do by lowering the amount. So they brought it down from $5,000 to dealing with just $25. And that was good because even if you are facing us out there right now that's struggling and you got so many bills you got to pay and you got children, you got this, that, and the other, so you don't have enough money to put up $1,000 or $5,000 or even $500. But, you know, $25 is not a problem for most people. So if you wanted to invest that, your $25 can be turned into $50 within about 2 weeks' time, which is no time at all. And then $50 could be turned into $100 within about 3 to 4 weeks. And then You know, from there, you know, your $100 can be turned into $200, and it just goes on and on until you can work your way up into the thousands of dollars. Because I started off with just $200, and now, you know, we're in the thousands of dollars, you know, and because we've turned to, you know, around a number of times. So if this was a scam, he would have, you know, took the money and ran a long time ago, or came up with about 10 or 20 excuses on why it couldn't come about. But the beautiful thing about it was that, you know, she did say, brother, here's your money now. Like I told you, it was going to be on this date, and that was the day when you put the money in. I told you a month later you would get your money, you know. So these were things that he was telling me, and it actually did work and come about. So I was really glad to see that. And all I can say now at this time is that, you know, again, for folks that, you know, don't want to have to, you know, start a second or third job, or going to have to put the money up, but then you got to make phone calls every 5 minutes, or you got to do this, that, or the other, you don't even have to worry about that. All you're doing is investing the money, and then within a certain period of time, whether it's 2 weeks, whether it's 4 or 5 weeks, whether it's 2 months, whether it's 3 months, depending on the amount of money that you're putting in, the bottom line is that you'll be able to get that money back. Because even there's one deal where if you put up this $50,000, you could get back within 3 months, you could get back $90,000. That means you made $40,000 in 3 months, which is not bad. You know, that's a good thing. You know, there's a lot of people out there that have set up you know, investment money, and it, you know, hasn't come back. But when you have a program that works, that's a good thing. And that's what we're talking about now, being able to put up some cash and see that this is a program that has been around, as the brother said. He said he's been involved with this for about 35, 40 years, and that's a nice period of time. And being that he has, he didn't start off with him owning the thing, but he got involved in the business about 40 years ago. And then with that being the case, you know, eventually he ended up starting his own business out of it, because he started making some good money out of it, and he branched into doing his own thing, which was good. But the only way you're going to be able to branch into doing your own thing is because things are going good, not bad, you know. And the other thing is, if you've been a rip-off artist for 40 years, you know, you're not going to be looking at just being able to make money. You're looking at being able to be in jail, you know. So he wasn't, you know, coming from that perspective. And a good thing, like I said, I have dealt with it myself. And when you have your own personal experience with something, you can, you know, see that this can be something that could really work out. So anyway, I just wanted to share this with you, because this is something that, you know, really can open the door for our people to see that this is something that could really be a great opportunity for me. And one of the things that's really important as well with investors is that they usually have investors that usually are making hundreds of thousands and, you know, millions of dollars, hundreds of millions. You know, the bottom line is they normally do have, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 or maybe even several different investment programs that they're working with. And with those investment programs bringing in streams of money into their possession, that's a good thing. Because if you got money coming to you with one program that's bringing in $50,000, you know, a month, and you got another one bringing in, you know, $200,000 or $300,000 a month, then you got another one bringing in just $10,000 or $20,000 a month, all of those different things are good, and they add up. And in regards to being able to figure out whether you're going to have money for food, whether you're going to have money to pay gas for your car or pay your mortgage or your rent, all that kind of stuff is not even a question anymore, because you have way more than enough money. But this is the thing. We have to look at things more so not just from being consumers, but also about being investors. And again, the good thing about this program and what I really did like about it was that it wasn't in one of those positions where you had to put up 5 or 10 or 20,000 if you wanted to get involved with the program. And that was a good thing because, you know, being that many of our people are struggling financially right now, the good thing about it is that you do have great opportunities that can really help you out. But the only problem is if you don't have large amounts of money in your pocket, you know, you're not going to be able to take advantage of them. And that's the way many of those programs are designed. And the reason why they're designed that way, where you got to put up $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, $50,000 to invest into a program, is because they want to leave the poor people out of the picture. And in that way, as poor people, you got to be working two or three jobs, or even if it's just one job, but you're working for someone else and making them rich, and that's how they want it. You to keep working for other people so that you can help to make them rich. But when you have investment programs that are out there like that, where you can bring in two or three or five or several different streams of income, that's a good thing, because that could open up a door for you where you can really make some things happen for yourself. And you can even share that information with friends and family, you know. So these are things that could really have a huge impact on people's lives. But again, that means that we have to start to open our minds and hearts to even being investors. And even if you start off with, like, this program, where you start off with $25 or $50 or $100, you know, that's not a lot of money, but at the same time, you could build it up into a lot of money. And like I said, you're looking at opportunities where you can double your money, and even some of the investments, you know, you can even triple your money. And that's a good thing. So anyway, these are things that are good for us to know, and showing us how we can make some serious dough. But the bottom line is, did you know that these programs even exist? And most of the time, the answer to the question is no. But the other side of it is that a lot of times we are hesitant to even want to deal with something like that. And the reason why is because we've been burnt in the past, so we figure all of these investment programs ain't nothing but the scams and rip-offs here. And I can understand, like I said, why a person may feel that way, because they got ripped off in the past. But it doesn't mean that, you know, all the rich white folks that you see out there making hundreds of thousands and millions of dollars are being ripped off every day. And no, they're making streams of positive money coming into their pocket, which puts them into wealth and richness. And that's a good thing, because we could do the same thing. But if we're going to keep a, you know, a scaredy cat mind saying that, no, there's no such thing as a real investment program, that's not true. There are good investment programs out there, but we just have to find them. And that's one of the reasons why I'm talking with you about this on the radio show tonight, because I did find one, and I did want to share it with you so you could take advantage of it as well. Anyway, this is something that could really work out well for you, but it's just a matter of you having an open mind and heart to say, okay, let me see what I could do. And some of you might say, you know, if I put up $1,000 on this or $5,000, I can lose all that money. You don't even have to start off with that. You can start off with, like I said before, just $25 or $50. Or you can even start off with $100 or $300 or $500, you know. That's not a lot of money, but whatever's comfortable for you. Or if you do have $3,000, $5,000, or $10,000, but you're feeling a little shaky on it because you got burnt before in the past, you could still start off with, you know, $50 or $100 and then build your way up from there, so that you can see that this is not a joke, but this is something that can really bring some cash into your possession that will be very helpful. So anyway, this is something that I definitely wanted to share with everyone so that they could know that this is a good way for them to add on to the dough that they have in their, you know, possession right now. And even if the amount of dough that you have right now is a small amount, you know, you're just talking about breaking off $25, $50, or $100 and investing that into the program. And then in a short period of time, like I said, some of the program, because it's at a low amount, in 2 weeks' time, you could get the money back. And other ones, it just takes a month. And other ones, you know, it could just take 5 weeks. But the bottom line is that door is open for you, whereas when you just consume and buy and buy and buy stuff, you're not getting no money back out of that. You're getting different products and services, which are good. But at the same time, you know, you should have something where if you put money into it, it should bring money back to you. And that's a good thing, too. And that's what they call investing your money, where money makes money. And that's the thing. We have to utilize that opportunity to take our money and make money out of it. That's a good thing. But anyway, I just wanted to share that with you so that you could know that this is a great and wonderful thing to also bring about an opportunity to make some serious dough. So, Brother Ron, I was just trying to see, did you see anyone that might be on at this time? Because I know, you know, the few people that said they were coming on, but I was just wondering if you ran across anyone at this moment.
571-264.
Okay. 571, can you hear? Hello? Hello? Okay, because, yeah, Sister Catherine said she was coming on, and also our brother 929, he said he was coming on as well, but not. So I thought, you know, you would have seen their numbers on there by now. Do you see anybody else on there?
Not yet.
Oh, okay. Brother Ron should have been on in a few minutes. And also had another brother, Brother Frank, so he'll be on as well. So anyway, we got about three or four people that said they're showing up today. And, yeah, I didn't catch up with Pastor Don. I thought I would, but, you know, sometimes it's pretty hard to catch up with. So, you know, I'll catch him on the rebound another time. But, you know, you never know. I left a message for him, so he might just end up showing up if he, you know, has any free time. But anyway, with Sister Catherine, she's by that program I was telling you about earlier, the Buy Black Movement. And that's good because, you know, even today, I was out at a restaurant and, you know, the thing about it was a Hispanic restaurant. And I was like, wow, you know, they got some nice veggie food here because I'm a vegetarian and I should get that, you know, and it was at a nicer price than the black restaurant. But at the same time, I said, you know what, we need to start to focus on, you know, really putting money back into the black community instead of just giving it out to all the other communities. So I said, you know what, I'm going to go to this black restaurant and get some veggie food instead. And that's what I ended up doing. And I was glad I did because, you know, when you go to restaurants, stores, or even services, whether it's for a contractor, whether it's for, you know, a lawyer, an engineer, and you go into all these other people, and unfortunately, you're not doing anything where you're supporting your own people, that's not really a good thing. And that's one of the things that we need to do as a people as well, as consumers, because we're not saying with that money that you're going to spend, you know, there's a gun being put to your head and telling you you better only do it with your own community. We're saying, yeah, you can spend money outside of your community, but a portion of that money needs to go back into being spent within our community. And that's very important, too, because last year, the year before, what ended up happening was there was $1.8 trillion that was spent. That was almost $2 trillion that was spent out of the 50 million people in our community. But then the sad thing about that was out of those people that spent the money, 97% of that money was spent outside of our community, and only 3% of that money was spent within our community. And that shows you right there that we're not focused on utilizing our money to actually empower our people. We are utilizing the money just to get whatever we want, and we're not even focused on whether it's in our community or not. And that's something that we need to start to think about because, you know, just to go out there and buy and buy and buy outside of our community, and then we hardly spend any money at all within our community, that is really not a good thing. So anyway, like I said, I was glad this evening that I had spent some money within the community, because in doing so, you know, I know that restaurant benefited from it, whereas the other Hispanic restaurant could have benefited from it like they normally do. But, you know, the good thing about it was, you know, I had a chance to really think about it, and I said, you know what, we need to give some money towards our people. And when you're not even including your people in knowing that this is something that's going to help your community, then that's another thing. And that's one of the things that we need to awaken our people to, that it is very important that not all of our money is spent in the Black community, but a portion of it that could really be beneficial to our community. And that's something that's important, because with us spending our money outside of our community over and over and over again, and then when it comes to spending money within our community and we're just spending just a few crumbs off the table, that's not a good thing, because that shows that that almost $2 trillion that we had, it could have went into our community. And if we had put $2 trillion into our community by spending money in our community, we would have had a very financial, powerful community today. But, you know, again, if you're only going to spend 3% out of 100%, that means 97 went out to everybody else and only 3 went out to your own people. That is a sad thing to see. And that's one of the reasons why we got to awaken ourselves to know that we got to start to spend some dough with our own people. And when we start to do that, that'll be a good awakening for our people to see that we can empower our community by spending money in our community. And that could be something that can really be a great blessing for our people. So anyway, that's another thing. And the Buy Black movement, if any of you guys are interested in knowing more about that, you can call my number and I will be able to let you, you know, connect with them so that you can sign into their program and you could, you know, actually become a member of it. And the good thing about it, you can sign in for free. A lot of times when you get into these different programs, whether it's to help our community, other business programs that help their community, you got to put up, you know, a few $100 or $50 or more. And the good thing about it with this, you don't have to put up any money to sign into the program. You know, you just, you know, over a period of time, just they're telling you about nationally, internationally, how you can buy different products that are here in this country, that are in Africa, the Caribbean, that are in Australia, that are in Brazil and other places where our large amounts of our people live. And the funny thing about it is, you know, most of these different opportunities where you can purchase different products and even get different services from different types of business opportunities, a lot of times we don't even know that those opportunities even exist. But that's one good thing about the Buy Black movement. It gives you a long list of different opportunities, of different products, of different business services that you can, you know, tap into, and that's a good thing. But anyway, if any of you guys would be interested in knowing about the Buy Black movement, so we can not only just learn more about different things that are available to us, but also learn that if you do buy different products out of their program, that you will actually be empowering your community. And that's a good thing. But anyway, the phone number where you could reach me at so you can get their number is 914-979-6372. That's 914-979-6372. Okay, look forward to hearing from you guys, you know, if any of you are interested in the Buy Black movement. And also with the investment program as well, you can call me back at that same number, and we can discuss in more details as well. And all I can say is things can really work out well by us being able to, you know, deal with, you know, having these great opportunities on the table, and all we have to do and start to open our hearts and minds to see that we don't have to be Mr. or Mrs. Scary. we can be folks that say, okay, I understand there's scams out there as far as dealing with these investment programs, but when we run into programs that are for real, that's the good deal. It can opportunity-wise open a door where we can start to make some things come through that could really be a great blessing to me, you, and our community too. So these are things that we have to start to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that these are things that can truly come about. And I understand, like I said before, if you've been burnt in the past, how many times that kind of puts up that brick wall of not wanting to do any kind of investment ever again. But the bottom line is, like I said, you can test it out with a small amount of money and you can start to see that this is a program that's for real and can really be a blessing to thee. But the only thing is, in order for something like that to come about, you got to at least test it out. And I understand if you don't want to test it out with $50,000 or $100,000, but if you could test it out with just $25, $50, or $100, why not? You know, that's a small amount of money when you're talking about investing, and it could be something that could really show you beyond a shadow of a doubt that this is something that can really, really work out. But anyway, these are some things that our folks need to really start to tap into. And it's, you know, there are some folks that are interested in improving their financial situation. This is one of the things that could really work out. And that would be great because in doing so, we'll start to see great and wonderful opportunities coming to you and me and the people in our community. But anyway, Brother Ron, just wanted, before I go into the next subject that we were going to talk about, just wanted to see if anybody else came on board at this point.
You go right ahead.
Okay. Well, anyway, the other thing that is very important right now, and we have a project that is very, very important, and it can also be a big game changer to our people. And that is a project that we're looking at bringing positive music back into our community. And some of you might say, what's so important about that? Well, the big part of the problem that we're looking at, you know, in our community right now is that when you're dealing with negative rap, well, negative rap can be a very, you know, unfortunate, huge, can have a huge impact on, you know, dealing with our people in a very negative way. Because when you're telling young rappers to go out there and rap about how if you hate your people, you can't trust your people, you know, it's not a bad thing to kill your people, all that kind of crazy stuff, the stuff that our kids don't need to hear and to be brainwashed into believing it's a good thing to listen to this rap song. Because in reality, it's really not a good thing to listen to some crazy stuff like that. But unfortunately, when you do have, you know, music like that out there, then, you know, basically what ends up happening, you know, it affects the minds and hearts of many of our youth. And that's one of the reasons why today, because you have negative music out there being flooded into the minds of our youth, listening to all of this crazy stuff, many of them do agree that, hey, killing my brother ain't no bad thing for me to see or do, you know? And that's not a good thing. That's a terrible thing. And the other side of that is that, you know, when you got a terrible situation where not only do, you know, you have these gang wars going on, but there's no respect for one another. There's no trust for one another. There's no one even wanting to help one another. That's not a good thing either. Because when we come together in unity to do things, to be a blessing to one another, that's a good thing, whether it's spiritually or even physically, to vote or to come together and do prayer, fasting, meditation, utilizing the spiritual tools of power that God has given us. And we don't even use those together because we don't even want to come together. Like, what? You're not a Muslim? I ain't dealing with you, man. I don't have nothing to do with you. What? You're not a Christian? I don't have nothing to do with you. What? You're not a Rasta? Get out of here. I don't have nothing to do with you. You know, when those brick walls of hatred are there because you're not from the same religion as other people, then basically it causes what they call divide and conquer. You got, you know, your different groups of people that should be in unity together, but they're against each other, not with each other, and that's not a good thing. Because back, like I said, in the 60s, we had Hebrews, Christians, Muslims, Rastas. We had all our people together from different religions still working with one another, marching together, praying together. It was really great to see these kind of things happening, and that was a good thing. And that's what you need to be able to do again. And one of the things that's kind of sad to see is that a lot of us don't even know that utilizing the spiritual power of God that dwells within us is something that is very real. But the problem is you don't even know that power exists. How are you going to tap into it and bring about positive change? And that's the thing. A lot of us don't even believe that that power does exist, or that the power of God is in Jesus, or even if you're calling on Allah, or even if you're calling on the Rastas, or if you're calling on African names, it doesn't make a difference. The bottom line is, if you don't believe in the power of God, then what is that? What good is that going to do you? Because you don't even see that as an option for helping to heal or bless your community. And that's the thing. It can be a serious, serious blessing for you, yourself and your community. But the bottom line is, again, we've been brainwashed to believe that our God-given power is something that doesn't even exist. What? We got God-given power? Get out of here. We don't got no God-given power. God ain't even got no power. Get out of here. And those kind of lies of Satan that are being taught to our people leave us out of trying to come together in spiritual unity, which is a sad thing, because the churches, the mosques, the Hebrew temples, the Rastas, and, you know, the African and Caribbean people could come together in unity again, that would be very, very powerful. And to know, as it says in the churches, and the Muslims acknowledge this as well, and the Hebrews as well, and Rastas, I think this is something swell as well. And that is that, because it says in the Bible, it says, you are made in the likeness and in the image of God. And I know for some of you, it's like, so what? What does that mean? Yeah. That means that you're made in the likeness of God and you're made in the image of God. So you are not just a weak human being. You are a God being. And being that you are a God being, that means that you are a son or a daughter of God. And being that you are that son or daughter of God, that means that you have the power to do great, awesome, and amazing things in your life and help to change the lives of others as well in a positive direction. But the problem is, you're not supposed to know none of that. And the reason why you're not supposed to know, because your oppressors do not want you to know that, because if you do awaken to that knowledge, that means that you can't be oppressed. And that's something that you're not supposed to know about, because it's very easy to oppress you when you have been brainwashed to believe those lies that are telling you that you're weak and a limited person. But when you can awaken to the fact that you are a God being, that you truly are, and Lord Jehovah was not, you know, on drugs that day or wasn't drinking too much alcohol or something crazy like that. When he said that you're made in his image and his likeness, he was telling you the God-given truth of God. And in telling you that, that was something that was supposed to awaken you as a people. But the big part of that problem is that that was something that was not taught in the Bible, nor in the mosques or anything like that. And the reason why it wasn't taught was because these were things that were supposed to be kept under the table. You weren't supposed to know that you as a people are God-blessed people that have been sons and daughters of God. And to even confirm that that was something that was very powerful and that our people should not know, I remember not too long ago, you know, I was on my radio show and a white racist came on and told me, he said, listen, if you keep talking about your people are sons and daughters of God and they have God-given power, you're going to be thrown in jail. And I was like, what? Thrown in jail? I said, since when is it crazy or, you know, illegal to talk about the truth of God? And that don't make a difference where it's the truth of God. The bottom line is you got to stop talking about that. And I was like, wow. I couldn't even believe that kind of talk was coming out of his mouth. But then when I really thought about what he was saying to me, you're supposed to be very frightened because we don't want you to share this with your people. So what? You awoken to it, but we don't want your people to awaken to it. And if you try to awaken to it, you're going to wake up in jail. And I was like, wow, that is deep because they don't want you to know that. And the thing about it is I understand where they're coming from because I could keep my foot on your neck and keep you down, then that's an easy thing if I can definitely brainwash you to believe that you're a weak person, so you don't even have the power to take my foot off of your neck. But if you say, well, you're putting your foot on my neck and keeping me down in poverty and seeing myself as someone that can't never accomplish something, and what, get out, man, and with the God-given power within me, Lord God, we rebuke that. And then next thing you know, that foot is jumping off your neck. And that's a beautiful thing to see because then you can awaken from all that negativity and that oppression and negative things that are happening in our community. We can change it. But if you don't even want to accept the truth, God-given truth of God, when he's telling you you're made in his likeness and in his image, that is very powerful because we're not just talking about somebody that says he was God. We're talking about the supreme Lord of the universe that created a whole universe. He created millions of planets throughout the universe. He created a sun. He created a moon. He created stars. And he created, even just on our planet, he created heavenly clouds and, you know, oh, man, trees. He created mountains. He created oceans and rivers and streams. He created a whole bunch of different things, even the human race. And then he created animals and birds and trees. How can you create all these different things and then don't have the power to do anything? That's crazy. And I know that for some people, they fear that God doesn't have any power. And we may have prayed in the past, but you can't pray to God and then feel your heart filled with nothing but fear and doubt in your heart when you're doing the prayer and you're doing a meditation or you're doing a fast and asking God to please bless you at last with a new reality that will set you free from the negativity of the past and allow you to see God's new reality at last. These are things that can come about. But how can they come about if we're just going to see it with the mind filled with nothing but fear and doubt? So all I can say is that it's interesting to know that, you know, we have the ability to allow great, awesome, and amazing things to show. But the thing about it is, you know, again, we have to open our minds and open our hearts to no longer listen to the lies of Satan, but listen to the truth of God and to know that you are a God being and know that you are a true son or daughter of God is a good thing because it's not a problem for you to realize that being that you are a true son of God or a true daughter of God, you have the ability to turn a lot of negative things around in your life. But in order for this to really come about means that you have to remove all of that fear and doubt. And once you remove all of the brainwashing, all of the lies that have been told to you from childhood to adulthood, then that's a good thing. And then you can start to take a serious look at you are made in the likeness and image of God, which means, as it says in the Bible, be still and know that I am God. That was another powerful, very, very powerful statement in the Bible. It's saying, stop running your mind through this situation, that situation, all of that. Focus on being still and know that I am God. And once you start to focus on that, you are a God being. You are a true son of God. You are a true daughter of God. And God has truly awakened you to your real reality of who you are. And once you start to allow these powerful and wonderful and amazing aspects of your true ID that comes to thee, then that is great, because that's going to open a brand new door to what you can start to do. And you don't even have to worry about, you know, whether it might happen or whether it could happen. It definitely can happen, and it will happen. But you just have to keep your mind up on high and know that these are things that will definitely start to come about and fly. But the thing about it is you have to see it from a positive mindset. If you're going to go into it, oh, man, I'll give it a try. I know this ain't going to work. This is some crap, man. God has the power to give me that I can do this, that, and get out of here. You know? If you're going to see it from that perspective, then you're right. It's not going to work, because you're seeing it with a mind and heart filled with nothing but fear and doubt. And, yeah, you're giving it a try, but you already put up a brick wall of fear and doubt saying it ain't going to work, but you're going to try it anyway. And when you're going into something very important and powerful like that, you have to have a clear mind, with not filled with fear and doubt, but with confidence and knowing this can truly come about. And when we start to see things from that perspective, that's when we know that great and wonderful blessings will start to show. And that's something that our folks need to really, really focus on. So anyway, these are things that can definitely bring about positive change in our community. And all I can say is I'm really glad to see that, you know, these are things that have even happened for me. Because as a spiritual healer, I never, you know, knew when I was younger that that was something that I could ever be. But when I ran across all this information in the Bible that God had blessed me to see, that's when my mind and heart was open to really take it into consideration and say, wow, this is interesting that God even said this to us. You mean to tell me we are really made in the likeness and image of God? And then to run across other information as well that confirmed that this was not a joke, but this was something that we could utilize to really start to see that God's God-given power is truly within us, and we can utilize it to really bring about some great and wonderful things. But again, if these are things that you cannot believe because you've been brainwashed so crucially, let me tell you now, let go and let God. That's another powerful statement in the Bible, which is saying let go of the negativity of believing and habits and situations that we shouldn't be a part of, and let God allow his awesome and amazing truth and power and light shine brightly within you. And when we allow God's light and truth and power to truly shine within us, that's when we're going to start to see a great and wonderful new reality. But we just have to let go of the lies of the past and start to believe in the truth of God at last. Let it come to be your new reality. There you go. So these are things that are very important to know who you are and what you can do and what can actually be. And not only just as individuals, but when we come together in unity and we have numbers of people that believe that we are God beings, that creates a very powerful situation. And as I said before, you know, I've run across that, you know, where even in a situation in Baltimore, and I shared this with people in the past, that we were in a situation where one gang had a big fight against another gang and killed five people in that gang. And when they did, the gang that got the five people killed, they were like really angry about losing five people in their gang. And they said, yes, we are seeking revenge on these knuckleheads that kill people in our gang. And we're going to see if what we can do is go into their gang and kill, if not all of them, at least kill most of them. And, you know, from what I heard, there was about 25 to 35 people in that gang. And they were getting ready to go in there and to see about it, not wiping them all out, wiping most of them out. But anyway, the bottom line was that they were supposed to do that coming weekend. And there was a brother by the name of Brother King, and he came to me and called me from Baltimore and told me, hey, brother, guess what? We definitely need to see what we could do, you know, to stop this before we got, you know, I don't know how many, whether it's going to be all 35 kids or 25 or whether it's just going to be 5 or 10 kids. But the bottom line is we don't need no kids dead, you know, in Baltimore anymore. And I said, you got that right, brother. So he asked me, could we did a prayer and meditation together with my group and his group. Do you think that we could actually focus on these kids not killing each other? And I said, yeah. And I said, it's not me. I said, it's God. And when we see the power of God flowing through us to them, then we're going to see that violence and murdering no longer begin, brother. It's going to be over. And he said, okay, great. So we did do that, and we did it on a Thursday because he said being at Friday, Saturday, and Sunday was the weekend. He said he didn't want us to do it on a Saturday, and then the murdering, you know, took place on Friday. Or if we did it on Sunday and then all that happened on a Saturday, that wouldn't make any sense. So we ended up doing it on a Thursday. And when we did that on that Thursday, what ended up happening, so he got back to me that Sunday, and he told me, no murdering came about, and even though they had bought guns and machine guns and all that they were going to use to go into that gang and see what they could do to wipe them out, they never pulled a trigger on none of those guns or none of those machine guns. And I was really glad to see that God and Jesus had truly cleansed their minds and hearts of all that negativity. So when we have ability to do great and wonderful things like that, that shows us that we're not weak individuals that can just be on the sideline and complain about, wow, just heard about another 7 or 6 kids that just got killed in another gang war, you know, in Baltimore, another one got killed in Chicago, got 10 killed in New York, you know. You know, we don't need to keep hearing this in major black cities around, you know, in the United States. We need to hear an ending of all of this murdering and killing that has been coming about. And these are things that can happen, but we have to, as I said before, start to see it from a positive mindset. We're allowing us to have confidence, to have knowingness, to have full faith in our minds and hearts, and know beyond a shadow of a doubt that these are things that will truly come about. That's right. And I do give all honor and praise to God and to Jesus as well for allowing this great blessing to flow in this situation where a lot of youth would have definitely been murdered and killed. And another thing, even in, you know, New York and Mount Vernon, you know, there was 10 years of our program with Parents Against Teen Violence where we were able to stop the murdering for 10 years where the high school kids did not, all in junior high school as well, neither one of them had any more murdering for a 10-year time period. And that was a good thing because they were, you know, there was like about 18 to 20 kids getting killed every year. And it was good when we could stop that. And I was really glad to see that come about as well, because you don't need to have all those kids getting shot and killed and murdered over it. You know, even if it's only 10 kids in the course of a year, but 18, 20, still, that's a lot of our youth ending up in early coffins. And we don't need to have them there. We need to have a positive lifestyle where they're not getting into selling drugs and making a lot of money, but utilizing positive opportunities, whether it's in the real estate, whether it's in stock, whether it's in other great investment programs that are out there that our people can get involved with. And the thing about it is we need to show them how to do that. And that's where we come in, because we just can't keep complaining about the problems that are happening out there, you know, against our youth. We need to show different ways that we can end those problems as well. So anyway, these are things that we need to know and that we need to get involved with so that we can start to see our community start to grow in a very positive direction, not only from a physical perspective, but also from a spiritual perspective as well. Because if you can stop the minds of others that are stuck in the wickedness and evilness of Satan, that is a blessing. And that's what we need to do. Create a new mindset for our people, not to want to hate and kill and destroy each other's lives, not only just verbally destroy them and physically destroy them, but also reach out and be a blessing to one another, reach out to want to help one another, reach out to share and show caring to one another. These are things that we can start to see and start a brand new community. But in order for these things to really come about and to stop all of the self-hatred and anger and murdering, even being so angry with yourself that you want to commit suicide, cut all of that craziness and wickedness out and then replace it with the divine love of God so that we can start to see God's great and wonderful new reality. And even Jesus' divine love as well, they can utilize that divine love to cleanse our minds, to cleanse our hearts, to purify our thoughts so that, you know, we're not caught up into wanting to kill one another and destroy each other. And too many times we feel that, what? This brother said that to me, man. I never forget, you know. They said that, you know, it was happening with a brother in New York, you know. And I couldn't even believe that a person would do that. But anyway, this brother was walking down the street, and him and his lady were looking real nice. They were all dressed up nice. And a brother walked by them and said, oh, wow, man, you got a beautiful sister here, man. She is really beautiful. That's your lady? That's really great. You got a nice, beautiful lady there, brother. You know, and the brother said, what? And after he heard that, he pulled a gun out of his pocket and shot and killed the brother because he felt that the brother just wanted to rap and talk to his brother, his sister, and wanted to steal his woman from him. And I was like, wow. You know, he took it the wrong way. Because most of the time when, you know, someone, because the people have come up to me when I was married, and they said, oh, yeah, man, you got a beautiful wife there, man. That's your girlfriend, your wife? And I said, yeah, it's my wife. Sherry, that's beautiful. I didn't pull out no gun and shoot the brother to death. You know, I said, okay, thanks, brother, you know. And then, you know, my wife, she walked away, and, you know, that was it. Yeah, I could see if he had come up to her and afterward, oh, yeah, man, you don't mind if I talk to her for a few minutes, you know. He would say something crazy like that. You know, I could see myself getting upset, you know, when I'm like, what? What do you want to talk to my wife for, you know, something crazy like that. But that wasn't even, you know, the kind of negative energy that I had when these guys came up to me and said that. But this brother, you know, he just felt that because this brother said that his wife was so beautiful and everything, and that he had a beautiful, I mean, that wasn't his wife, that was his girlfriend. The girlfriend was beautiful and everything, you know, that, you know, he felt that this brother was definitely going to be a backstabber and try to steal his woman from him. And that's for that reason he was going to make sure he wasn't going to steal her from him. And what he ended up doing, he ended up pulling out that gun out of his pocket, and he ended up, you know, shooting the brother to death. But these are things that can happen that our people just take to a degree where it doesn't even have to be something where that guy was getting ready to do something crazy like that, you know. But anyway, these are things we don't need to be getting caught up into, because we could come up with thousands of excuses and why we want to kill each other. Because you're in a different religion from me, I should kill you. Because you're from a different country from me, I should kill you. Because your, you know, family, part of your family is, problems with part of my family, so I should kill you. You got, you know, all a ton of different, you know, problems that do come up, and people, you know, find themselves angry with one another, filled with hatred and everything towards one another. But the bottom line is, we don't need to allow those thoughts of hatred and anger to overwhelm us to the point where we got to pull out a gun or a knife to kill each other. It doesn't make any sense. We don't need to be stuck in Satan's mindset where that's all we want to do is to see what we can do to end the lives of one another. But anyway, make a long story short, these are things that are important for us to know, that with us opening the door and allowing our people to see that these are great and wonderful opportunities for us, but, you know, we have to awaken to really being able to know that we are true sons and daughters of God, and that we have the ability to even change the minds and hearts of others in a positive mindset, taking people out of a negative mindset and bringing them into a positive mindset, so we can help one another, so we can be a blessing to one another, so that we can start to really show caring and have respect and love and wanting to help one another. All of these things are very, very, very important. And when we find ourselves stuck in that kind of mindset and we don't want to, then that's, you know, not a problem to even turn that around in our community too. And that's where spirituality comes through. And also, you can have different positive programs out there as well that can talk to our people about coming off of drugs and alcohol and coming out of so much self-hatred for themselves and others that, you know, they can turn their minds around as well. But the bottom line is, that's where we step up to the plate and start to bring these great opportunities onto the table. And this is very important. So anyway, again, started off with talking about investing and how being investors can really be good when we find across good investment opportunities that can really bring about great and wonderful blessings for our people. But the bottom line is, you know, because people have been burnt in the past, they don't want to even give it a shot. But that's the thing. If you can open your mind and heart to even deal with an investment program where you're just putting in a very small amount of money, and that's a good thing, because that way you could see that, you know, this program is for real. But if you're putting up $25 or $50 into a program where you could double or possibly even triple your money, that's a good thing. And then as you build up that money, your money into that program, you can go from, you know, just a mere $50 or $25 all the way into the thousands of dollars, and then from the thousands into the hundreds of thousands. But the bottom line is, you have to be able to know that there are programs out there where you can start off with a small amount and build your way up to a large amount. But the thing about it is, you have to at least be willing to start off with, you know, just a small amount of money. And that way, you know, your fear and doubt is not going to keep you locked out. Because if you just happen to put up $25 or $50 into a program, and even if you lost $25 or $50, it doesn't mean that you're going to go bankrupt or out of business, or you're going to lose your house or your apartment, or you're going to get a divorce the next day because you lost $25. Come on, man. Open your mind and heart to see that even if something like that came about, it's not the end of the world for you. And the good thing about it is, like I said, if you're investing it in a good program, you won't even have to worry about losing that money. You're going to be making money. And as that money starts to build up into the thousands of dollars, the hundreds and the thousands, that's a good thing. And then you'll start to see where one of the things that the brother who owns the program, he was saying, which is very important, is through his program, if on a monthly basis, you can make, let's say, $3,000, $5,000 a month off of having your money built up into the, you know, $3,000 to $5,000 bracket. He said what could happen from there, you could use that money to get an apartment. You could use that money to get a house. That could be mortgage money for a house. You can utilize that money, and instead of being in a room, you could be in an apartment, or you can be in a house, and that could be a good thing. So this is another way that stream of income can improve your life, because unfortunately, some of our people are in a one-bedroom apartment, and we got 5 and 6 people in that one-bedroom apartment, and it's very packed. But the thing about it is, if you had additional money and it came all the way up to $3,000 or $5,000 a month, that could add on to the money that you already have, and you could utilize that money to get a 2 or 3-bedroom apartment, or to even get a house. And that's something that you could take into consideration once you, this is something that could really be a blessing for thee. But the bottom line is that if you don't know something like this exists, how are you going to do this? Well, I'm telling you now, this does exist, and it could be a great opportunity for you to get a larger apartment or to even get a house, and that way your living situation could improve immensely. And by improving your financial situation, that could be another part of it as well. But anyway, that's important. For you to have that extra stream of income coming into your possession and allowing you to start to make a lot more money, that's a good thing. And that could open a door for you to improve your life. So now all I could say is I'm very, very thankful to the Creator for showing me this very powerful and positive program for our people. Because as they start to see that these are great and wonderful opportunities for you and me, then that's a great opportunity for us to truly start to see that these are good and wonderful things for us as a people to really start to take advantage of and know beyond a shadow of a doubt that not only is it possible for this to come about, but that can truly come about. Okay, so whether it's 25 or 50, you can work your way up. Or if you do have a little more faith, being that you know that I went through the program and other people as well, and they made their money also, then you know that, okay, well, we're not starting from scratch, because that's a whole other story. When somebody's turning you on to a program, you say, wow, brother, did you do anything with this for you? No, I ain't made no money with this shit, man. But I still got a feeling this could possibly work out. You know, that's different when you don't have no proof at all that this program can really be a benefit to you, because you know that it has already helped yourself and other people. But when you don't have any proof of anything like that at all, then that's a whole other story. And, you know, that's where I can even understand where a person could be doubtful on a situation like that. But when you do have proof that these are things that has already shown that it is a real program, and that people have made profit and gotten their money back and had profit on top as well, then that's something that shows you that this is something that could really work out well. But anyway, when you get a chance, give me a call at this number, and we'll see what we can do to bring about a great opportunity to you. And the number where you can reach me at this is 914-979-6372. That's 914-979-72. Okay, so Brother Ron, did you have anyone else at this point? Because if not, we did have one other aspect.
We have 929-586. Hold on.
Can hardly hear you.
Because all it did was now all the white students who
I can hardly hear you, brother. Can you speak? Can you speak more into your phone? Can you hear him, Ron?
I'm supporting the boy. And I don't want to hear no talk about no race. But it's not about race.
I wish I could hear what you're saying, though,
brother. 929-586.
From the black community, because they knew that we were getting in
houses. Hello, yes.
Oh, okay, there you go, brother. Yes,
yes,
I couldn't hardly hear what the brother was saying, but he was talking, but his voice was really low key. But I could hear you good, but go ahead, brother.
Okay, you know, if we are brought up knowing not what negative is, and we believe the information that we have or the education that we have is the truth, well, the negativity after decades becomes the truth. All right, so this is all we know. All right, and this has been going on, this truth, this type of truth, has been going on for 60 years or better. You know, things changed about 60 years ago, 70 years ago, you know, when the family unit was broken up. Now when we're bringing a different ideology to our people to start straightening things out, it's a scam. It's a game. When my folks and other people have been doing this since they've been here, eliminating us, you know, and so on, and putting in ideas of trust and using words like pyramid, scam, you know, and so on. Every corporation in this country is a pyramid. And you know what? They're multi-trillionaires. And you know who made them multi-trillionaires? He did.
You got that right.
You know, from the media, okay, from our sports, from the advertisements. I can't say half of white people spend money like we do on nothing, on the Jordans, on this and on that, you know, and Jordan and all these name brands. That's why I try not to wear anybody's insignia on my clothes, you know, and so on. Doesn't make me better than anybody else by having the Jordans or Calvin Klein or anything else like that. It's a front, all right? And we went for the okey-doke, you know? It's like the front that we put up when we're going out to meet a woman. And we dress all nice, and you know what have you, have a nice car. And we live in our car. You know? Throw all this money out that we get paid on Friday or once a month and come out there and spend the money and everything else to show off. That's a front. Because the following day, we don't have money to get to work. Women, same way. You know, it's a front. The nails, the eyelashes, all this other kind of stuff that try to emulate people that are actors and actresses. And here we are spending money that actresses and actors have their companies make these things for them, and they put them, after that, they put them on the shelf someplace. Maybe never worn again, but we spend that money, you know? So we need to understand the delusion of good and evil again, you know, right and wrong again, positive and negative thought again, and move on. I like nice things, like a nice car, you know, what have you, but in my age, at the time of my age and coming up, I've worked hard enough and long enough to earn that. If I want one, I buy one. If I figure I can get around on a bicycle because I want to keep in shape, or I like bicycles, I'll buy a bicycle. You know? But the generation that is now in their 20s to now even 60s have been gilded by a system that wants us to spend money. Nobody spends money like we do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so my thing is for anybody, all those people that are listening, Dr. Ben, the Billionaires Network, Ethiopian World Federation, Local 26, we have so many programs, as Dr. Ben has been mentioning, so many things where you can make money to pay your bills or have that extra money, you know, or to pay your kids' education, you know. You got an expensive car, and the insurance you got to pay on the car, and the notes you got to pay on the car, and then the insurance is more than your mortgage. We need to sit back and think and start training our children and training ourselves, those of us, you know, Gen Z, or how, I don't know, there's so many generations. I don't know who started that nonsense anyway. But but we need to think on those bases, you know, rather than talking about the whorehouse of Kardashians. You know, these athletes don't have any money. They can't. They're having relationships with 6 and 7 and 8 women over the history of their careers. They're paying a lot of alimony. You know, they're paying a lot of alimony. They got to work their lives away to keep the money from people who don't want to pay them anyway. Especially in the acting field and the entertainment field, music field. Because if you don't say certain words or sing what the man wants you to sing that we dance to, you don't have a job. Contract ain't money, it's a job. And you can be fired anytime. You know? So we need to rethink and pray on these things and really watch and look at what we're doing and what we're giving and showing to our children. In our cases, our grandchildren or great-great-grandchildren, you know, and telling them this is real. This is good. you know, rather than, you know, no, you can't, you need, you can't do this or you won't go this way. Maybe some people make some money. But the value is in the family. The value is in helping people. You know, the value is in loving yourself and respecting yourself and loving and respecting people. That's the ultimate value. If we start doing that, we really won't have a problem with anything else.
There you go.
And even that will, and though that will make Yaku mad, I like to see him mad. You know? So that's what I got to say.
Well, I appreciate that, brother, because what you actually spoke on was some things that definitely, you know, really need to stay put in the ears of our people because, you know, once we start to really focus on, you know, really wanting to improve our lives and, as you said, have self-love for ourselves and, you know, even have self-love for our people as well, that's a good thing because if we're just going to, you know, be, as they say, greedy banditis that just want to do stuff for ourselves and don't even care about how we make money, you know, whether we're selling drugs or, you know, doing other crazy things that can be very destructive to our people. These are things that, you know, we don't need to be involved with. But if we can start to spend money, a good portion of our money that we normally spend on a regular, you know, and spend it within our communities, that's a good thing because that means we're going to be putting money back into our community, and that's good. And that's one of the things that the Hispanics, that the Asians and others who were really suffering immensely in poverty, especially they said the Asians, they said that what happened with them, they were really down and out, but they did have a meeting with the Asian, amongst the Asian people, and they said, you know what? We're spending all this money, you know, being that there's billions of us, you know, and we're spending it with everybody else around the world, but we ain't spending hardly none of it with us. So we need to start spending all our money as much as we can with our own people. And they agreed with that. And what ended up happening, they started to put that into play, and their people started to buy Asian products, Asian services, and that was what their main focus was. And when they started doing that, their people started coming out of poverty because being that there was billions, I forgot, I think they said it was 1.5 or 2 billion Chinese people, somewhere in that, you know, population bracket. Yeah, anyway, 1.5 or 2 billion Chinese actually started to buy products that were Chinese instead of spending their money all outside of their community. And when they did that, that's when their empowerment financially started coming back to them, the Chinese people. And I was like, wow. And that's one of the things, like I said earlier, that we could do as well if we just start to focus on seeing ourselves put money back into our community as well, instead of into everybody else's community. If you're going to spend money in everybody else's community and leave your community out of the picture, your community is going to be in bad shape. But the other side of it is, if we could spend the money in our community as an important aspect of what we should focus on, then that's going to bring about some positive change. And then the other side of that, too, is, you know, something like I said, we keep overlooking, because a lot of times when we're dealing with different problems that are on the table, one of the main things that we don't even include as a possibility of dealing with that can definitely bring about positive change, and that's coming together in spiritual unity to solve problems. And because we don't even include that, and a lot of it is because God has been kicked out of the schooling system, and our people in the churches and monasteries, unfortunately, don't get involved with really bringing about the change that needs to be coming about in our community. Because when we can actually be out there on a more unified, you know, note and our churches as well as our mosques can even come together in unity and not just, you know, a handful over here or over there, but I'm talking about, you know, we have thousands of churches throughout the United States, you know, and I wouldn't even be surprised if we have a million or more. But the bottom line, because if you're talking about 50 million, you know, of our people, a majority of them are Christians. So if you got 50 million people and the majority of them are Christians, then even if we do have 5 or 3 million churches, I wouldn't say, nah, that couldn't happen. With 50 million people, we might have 3 or 5 or maybe even 10. But the bottom line is that when having that many churches, you know, the focus point of our churches needs to be off of not just putting money into our, you know, bank account or into our wallet, you know, or to the purse, but the bottom line should be that they're focused on what can we do to help our people, and let's not just talk about it, but let's do it. And once we could, you know, bring that into play with the churches in our community, that would be great, and coming together in unity to deal with that from a spiritual perspective. Because as we come together from that spiritual perspective, we can focus on seeing that positive change come about. And that's a good thing, because unfortunately, when you start to focus on bringing that positive change about, that is one of the things that can really bring about the positive change once we start to acknowledge that, yeah, we are made in the likeness and image of God. Yeah, we are true sons and daughters of God. Yeah, we do have God-given power within us. But, you know, again, I understand why, for more than one reason, you know, we don't really focus on these things for different problems that we're having, whether it's to get rid of poverty, whether it's to get rid of violence and murdering in our community, whether it's to get rid of self-hatred that we have for ourselves and for others. All these different things need to be focused on. And once we start to come together in unity as a people, that will be a great and wonderful thing, because spirituality is really something that is very powerful, because once we acknowledge our true identity, that's when we can truly start to bring some positive change about. Because what ended up happening with, you know, the situation, like I said earlier, you know, here I am on my radio show talking about, yeah, we're two sons and daughters of God, and we do have God-given power within us, this, that, and the other. Then I said, was there any questions anybody had? That's when his father came on. And he said, but you better stop talking about, you know, people are sons and daughters of God and they have God-given power within them, and that they can use that God-given power to bring about change and all that kind of crazy stuff. They can't do that. And if you keep doing that, you're going to be thrown in jail. I was like, what? I can't even believe that came out of this guy's mouth, man. You know, but that just goes to show you that these guys don't want you to awaken to your true identity. Because if you can awaken to tap into your God-given power and use that power to bring about positive change for yourself and your community, then that's it. There's no more being able to keep that foot of racism upon the necks of our people to keep us down and out. And that's something that they don't want to see come about, us freeing ourselves from all of that negativity. But, you know, that's the thing. We as a people need to start to awaken from that. And I know it's not easy, because when you've been lied to since you were a little child and now you're an adult and you've been told so many negative lies about yourself and about your people, then it's not easy to just take that, those lies, and just get rid of them overnight. But in the beginning, just like with, you know, good old Martin, you know, the beautiful thing was with him when he was getting ready to start, you know, the marches, you know, in here in America against the, you know, racism that was here, you know, the civil rights movement that he was starting. You know, unfortunately, in the beginning, a lot of churches didn't want to join him because they were very fearful of, at that time, they were doing a lot of lynching of our people up on trees and stuff, Ku Klux Klans and other racist groups. And what ended up happening, you know, our people were, you know, really very fearful that if they ended up doing a march, in front of a city hall or in front of the White House, they said 9 out of 10, there were going to be a whole bunch of, even whether it was police officers or racist, you know, Ku Klux Klan members with their hoods, their white hoodies on and all of that. And they would have machine guns and everything waiting for us to end the march. And then they was going to end us by shooting us down. And I said, wow, you know, when I heard about that, I said, wow. Well, I could understand why they were fearful, because a lot of murdering was going on at that time against our people. And that was one of the reasons why a lot of them didn't even want to participate in dealing with, you know, the marches in the beginning. So they were saying, you know, that's just like committing suicide, man. I ain't getting involved with that. And they told Martin, nah, man, I'm sorry, man. That don't even make no sense that you said it, to do a march, you know, because these guys are out here killing us. And so Martin only found, you know, a small amount of churches that were willing to join in with him when he was first starting out. But the good thing about it was the results. And that was one of the things that, you know, some of the, thank God that some of the white people here in America aren't all racist. Some of them are, you know, open to wanting to help our people too. But the bottom line is, you know, after the marches were done, you know, the churches, other churches started to see, oh, shoot, not one of them got, you know, gunned down or, you know, murdered or machine gunned or anything at the end of these marches. What? And then there was some positive feedback that was coming back from white people saying, you know what, you guys are right. You know, we've been treating y'all like dogs. We need to stop doing that. And, you know, it's time to come off of all of this crazy racism that's out here against y'all. And that was a good thing, because even white folks started saying that the cruelty and wickedness that was being against our people back in the 60s needs to stop. And that's when Kennedy even got involved and said, hey, you know what? You know, we do need to stop treating these people, you know, so wicked and negative, you know, like this. Because they can't send their kids into our schools. They can't even come into our restaurants. They can't spend no time in joining us in our hotels or anything like that. So, and they can't even register their businesses or nothing, you know. And I was like, wow. But these are things that really did come about to be a change when Martin, you know, first started out with a small amount of churches. And then when they saw that our people weren't being, you know, murdered and, you know, gunned down at the end of these marches, that's when a lot of the other churches started to follow him. And that's a good thing, because when you can show people that you're dealing with that they don't have to put their life up on the line to get involved with stuff, that's good. And that's one of the great things that is very powerful with doing prayer and meditation and fasting, because when you use those powerful spiritual tools, you don't have to be out in front of a crazy racist group with guns and all of that getting ready to shoot and kill you. You could be in your church. You could be in your home over the phone. You could be doing, you know, a number of different ways that you can be dealing with that in prayer and meditation and fasting. And you don't have to be in a situation where you're subjecting your life to possibly ending your life, because you're going to be in a very, you know, terrible situation where outside, you know, you may find yourself, you know, being killed. But when you're actually in a situation where you can come together in unity spiritually, whether it's at a church, at a mosque, whether it's at a Hebrew temple or a Rasta church, you know, it doesn't make a difference. The bottom line is us coming together in unity spiritually can really bring about some great and awesome things to ourselves and our community. And these are things that we need to deal with and to address as well. Yes, indeed.
Yes.
All I can say at this point is that in us really starting to, you know, show that the light of God can start to glow within us and we can utilize that spiritual power, that could be a good thing. But anyway, somebody was getting ready to say something?
Yes, my brother. And my attitude has always been a peaceful man of prayer, ready for war. a spiritual war or a physical war. God and Christ were warriors. They were warriors. This was not Jesus loves me, this I know. This man of God, or this God in man, was a warrior. He was a prayer warrior. He healed the sick. He raised the dead. And when we say raised dead, we're not only talking about raising the dead. We're raising dead minds. Okay, because he brought us to a point where we repented. And repentance means change your mind, the changing of your mind. You know, as far as war was concerned, you know, we pray for a positive outcome. That's a war prayer. But when Joshua, the Battle of Jericho, and that was war. You know, the vibrations from their horns, from their instruments, weren't arrows and stuff. It was a vibration of the word of God. You know, they told Joshua, hey, listen, go over there and see what's in the other land. Everybody else brought it back a negative report. You know, and Joshua says, hey, listen, there's grapes and everything over there bigger than a man's head. Let's go take the land. That's not a peaceful. When Saul was said told to kill everything, men, women, child, animals, roaches, he disobeyed God because he brought back one thing. You know, so in prayer and in war, and as prayer warriors and men who defend ourselves, this is what God wants to do. These 144 are going to be taken, and they're going to be prepared for war. You know, not hiding. You know, these angels of God, these are warring angels. And we have to think about this like that rather than listening to a lot of our preachers tell us a lot of BS and stuff they don't want to have us understand because they may lose money at the pulpit. That's it.
Yeah, well, that's good what you just brought up, brother. Yes, indeed. And I'm glad you shared that as well. Yeah. And one thing, I feel that we could definitely see what we could do with all of this, you know, because this is our time. You know, this 2024, I believe we're going to see some great results come about in our community, whether it be through the financial, you know, alignment of us coming together and working together in unity. We're going to see some huge impact on that. I believe that us coming together mentally and spiritually, you know, together, we're going to start to see our people really start to benefit from that, utilizing our spiritual ability as well and our mental ability of not being against each other, but being in harmony and working with one another. That's another piece that's very powerful. And once we could do something from that perspective, that's another thing. And thirdly, which we spoke about earlier, you know, awakening to our true identity is very important too, because, you know, when you're sitting on top of your own spiritual power and ability and you're not utilizing it, then that's really a sad thing to know, because, you know, if our people could and can start to tap into who we really are as far as godly sons and daughters of the Lord, then that's a very powerful thing. But, you know, like I said earlier, if you don't even know that power exists within you, if you don't even know that, you know, you can utilize your God-given power, then how are you going to utilize it? And then the other side of it is, even if it's told to you, but you've been told years and years of lies for so long, then sometimes what happens is when something like this is told to you, goes in one ear and it comes out the other ear. That's another thing, because it's not easy to accept when you're in a society like this that has been telling you that, what, you a son of God or you a daughter of God? Get out of here, you know. And when we've been told that for so long, that that's something that we would never be able to, you know, really be in oneness or harmony with God, where we could tap into any spiritual power, and that we aren't, you know, sons and daughters of God. You know, that's a whole nother story. And I understand why they're doing that, because if they can make it a lot easier for them to have control over us, then of course that's where they want to be. And that's why I said earlier, even with the guy that wanted to tell me I was going to be thrown in jail, if I keep telling my people that are definitely true sons and daughters of God, you know. But anyway, the thing about it is, I can't see legally how, I mean, they can just throw you into jail because you're speaking the truth of God. And the other thing is that you're dealing with the shield of God's protection, you know. So if God's saying, yeah, throw him into jail, out of here, you know, that's one thing. But if you're not doing nothing illegal, or if you're not doing nothing that God doesn't want you to do, then that's a whole nother thing. And if your people can awaken to who they truly are and then utilize that spiritual power to be a blessing to one another, that's a good thing. So anyway, we're going to see what we could do. But 2024, I have a feeling we're going to open up the door. And when we do, we're going to start to see some great and wonderful things come through. And that's another thing, too, because once we start to uplift our people up out of all of this mess, we could also start to uplift people throughout the world from the wickedness and negativity of what we see in this world today, because it's really a shame to really see how so much suffering, pain, and murdering and killing is going on in the world today. And it's happening due to the wickedness and the evilness of Satan, that the minds of people around the world have been seized by him, and they want to utilize that negativity to keep people, are not just in our community, but around the world, in negativity. But anyway, all of this can be truly changed, and I believe it, and I believe we will receive it. But we just got to keep our minds up on high so we can start to see a great and wonderful opportunity for God's new reality to start to fly in our lives and in the world. Because if we can bring about world peace, that would be a great thing to see. That would mean no more murdering or killing, not only in our community, but in the world community. You know, that ain't no joke, man. That's something that is a huge blessing, because every time in the news you hear thousands of people being killed throughout the planet, you know, whether it's Russia and Ukraine, whether it's the Jews and the Muslims, whether it's even in Africa, there's tribal wars and, you know, conflicts going on, whether it's the gang wars here in America with our people. You know, you have all these different, you know, conflicts that are going on, not just in our community, but in other communities around the world as well. And it's really a shame to see that, you know, so many terrible conflicts are going on. But that's where we come in. I believe that once we start to raise the consciousness of people out of the dungeon of wickedness and evilness with Satan, and start to raise our consciousness to higher heights and deeper depths in God, that's when I feel there's going to be a whole new not just our community, but world community, where we'll be able to be in harmony, in unity, and in oneness with God together. And that would be a great and wonderful miracle that could come about, where we will all be glad to see God's new reality. Because if you could have a child that you could send to the store at 7 or 8 years old and don't have to worry about whether he's going to be kidnapped, whether he's going to be raped, or whether he's going to be murdered, and you got a whole world of world peace, not just here in America, but around the world, that's a wonderful thing. Because I know a lot of people don't even send their kids to the store because they're worried about just what I said, you know, whether they're going to be raped, murdered, or kidnapped. And if crazy like that are going to happen, you don't want to take a chance and send your kid to the store and he may never come back. But the good thing about it is you got a world of peace where people are at peace with one another, not just in our community, but all communities. That's a good thing. And we could respect one another. We could show caring for one another. We could show the fact that we want to reach out and be a blessing to one another. And when we come together on that perspective, where we're starting to see God's great, awesome, and amazing new reality, then you're going to see the majority of people in the world glad that this is coming about. But you do have, unfortunately, people that want to keep all of this racism and hatred and, you know, murdering and killing and all kind of crazy things about. They don't want to change it, and they don't want to stop it. They want to keep it just as it is. And when you do have this kind of negative things that are in the minds and hearts of people, that's where spirituality comes in. Because if we could really bring about positive change in the minds and hearts of people around the world that only want to bring about wickedness and evilness for all people, then that's a whole nother thing. But when you're looking at the power of God that dwells within you, I can understand why they don't want you to know that that power exists. But the bottom line, once again, is that it does exist, and we can truly bring about positive change. But the only way that we can really make it happen is that we need to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that these are things that can truly come about through the power of God and Jesus the Christ. We can make some great and wonderful things come about. Yes, indeed. And Brother Ron, there was one question, the brother that was on earlier, I could hardly hear anything he was saying, and I don't know if you heard him clearly or not, but did you understand anything that he was saying?
No.
Okay, you couldn't hear him either. Yeah, because he was coming in really chopped up, and I was just curious on that. But if that was something I could hear clearly, I would have been glad to address what he was saying. But anyway, I just wanted to let our folks know that we are at the point now in 2024 where we're getting ready to open up the door to God's new reality of great, wonderful blessings and positive results that we can start to see in our lives and in our community. And if we can just see that as not maybe a possibility or something that might happen, but see it as something that has already been done and that we know is coming through beyond a shadow of a doubt, these are great and wonderful miracles that we will start to see without any fear flowing through our minds and hearts saying, I don't know if this is going to happen. No, it definitely will happen. And we just need to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that this will truly, truly come about. And with that being the case, Brother Ron, since we only got a few minutes left, if you'd like to, you know, bring the music on, that would be great. And we'll see what's going on, brother. So I just want to say peace and blessings to each and every one, and know for surety we are on our way to a brighter day. Yes, indeed. We'll start to
okay,
see.
Don't miss tomorrow, people. Tomorrow, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., same channel, same time. The Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated with your host, Ms. Sadie Gomez, and the Women's Auxiliary of Local 26, in which Dr. Benjamin Bridges is our second vice president. Well, actually, our first vice president. Correction, first vice president. And so, you know, the Federation, the Local 26, we're trying to do some economic things in the community. We're trying to come together with everybody. We invite everybody to come on and to join us as well, the Local 26. We're trying to get more members. We're trying to get more activities. We're trying to get sovereignty and independence for our people. We're trying to get economics done. We're trying to get jobs. We're trying to get finances. We're trying to get things in order. And so, you know, we want you to come tomorrow night, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, just like the same time tonight. We want you to come on the program tomorrow and be blessed. And don't forget, on Friday nights, we have the Black Business Billionaires Network Club, bringing you political information, economic information, trying to move the finances and the opportunities, like Dr. Benjamin has been saying. We're trying to help to move that forward. He and I are working together, as well as Ronald A. Robinson and several others, Dr. James Winborn, you know, Sadie Gomez, Sister the Enigma, Sister Carol Smith. You know, there's a bunch of us working together to try to establish economic opportunities on the radio program, discussing different and bringing opportunities as well. Brother Terrence Ruffin, Brother Terrence Robinson, you know, the name a few of the people that have been very diligent on Black Business Billionaires Network Club, been very diligent members and trying to help and assist our community. I don't know, as I were international, as I were local vice president, I don't know if Dr. Benjamin want to say something about the Federation.
Oh, yeah. Well, the Federation can definitely be something that can have a huge impact on helping our community as well. And it's not just here in the United States, but it's also a global, you know, organization, you know. And that's good, too. It can help our people around the world. But we just need to come together again in unity. And the Federation could be one of those organizations that can definitely assist our people to come together in unity. And tomorrow evening, you know, we're going to have at the same time, like you said, the radio show from 7 to 9. And we're going to be discussing different things that can really show that this can be a great and wonderful opportunity for our people to know that the Federation does exist and it can also be a blessing to our people.
Okay, people, we're going to say good night and see you next Saturday, tomorrow night, Sunday, and next Friday as well. Thank you so much.
Come on, everybody, put your hands together. It's got to get better. All over.